Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup here on the Mighty 1090. Lots going on to talk about this morning. It is going to be a fun, fun second hour coming your way here on Let's Talk Hookup. And, hey, we would love to have you join us. If you enjoyed the first hour, you're going to dig this. Lots of great stuff coming up. Catch reports, your phone calls, lots of great times here. If you want to get through, there's two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 is our local number, or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. We're talking to Brandon Hayward all morning, one-man charters in the Bite Journal, and he was so generous to donate an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a lifetime subscription to the Bite Journal. You're going to get an opportunity at every single issue that comes from here on out is coming your way, and again, we're super stoked on that. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report and our FishDope.com report, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection from Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle, the Longfin, or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's start it off with our FishDope.com reporter, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Brandon. Great show so far. I've had a lot of fun listening to you guys there.
Hey, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
But, so here we are, guys, just a very few days from the official start of fall, and I'm definitely seeing all the natural signs. In fact, right at daylight this morning, I had a flock of Canada geese fly right over the house. I've never seen them this early. It's at least a week early, so I don't know what that means, but anyway, fall's coming. And as far as I'm concerned, that is great news because the crowds thin out and the big fish tend to get a little more prevalent. So I love this season coming up here. The biggest news definitely is the fact that our ultimate exotics have returned. Like last year, we had some good wahoo fishing and then, and we're definitely getting it again here now. They're scattered around in pretty big area all the way up to Anacapa now. And the vast majority of the local fish so far, just like last year, have been 50-plus. I mean, they're all beauties. The best one this week that I heard of was 79.4. Man, that's the real deal.
That's a
good one. And, you know, realistically, for a private boat guy to target that fish is kind of a low-percentage thing. But I'll tell you this for sure. A lot of guys are going to get those bites, and if you want to catch them, you want to be prepared. I mean, it's like one of those things that you kind of got to be ready. They got a lot of teeth, a little different than most of what we deal with around here. So make sure... you know, in your troll and your plugs, you want to have them on at least 170 wire. I like 250 better. It does not cut down your amount of bites. The fact they can see that wire, and it definitely keeps you from getting bit off, especially those bigger ones. They swallow the plug entirely, so without wire, it's like goodbye. But what's working well is the Marauders, of course. That's what gets talked about the most, and rightfully so, because their track record on the long-range boats. But you know, the guys trolling X-Wraps, the bigger Yozuris, and then just regular heavy hex heads or jet head type jigs, you know, that works very well also. But again, make sure everything's on wire. You know, 7 to 9 knot speed works fine for most private boats, and typically very close to the boat, literally right from the prop wash, 15 feet behind a boat, to the first wave. Second wave for most private boats is where I think you do your best, third wave, but not so much farther back than that. Keep them up tight to the boat there. Those wahoos will come right in there and see what's going on. And then, guys, fish heavy gear. There is nothing in the ocean that tears up tackle better than a wahoo. And I know that you'll catch one on 20-pound or 30-pound once in a while, but the exception does not prove the rule. Fish heavy gear, you're going to land a whole bunch more fish. And then make sure that you got something to cast also on 40- or 50-pound. Little Leadmaster bombs work great. or You can take regular Salus 6X Junior, Taddy 9, something like that. Those are some of my favorite Wahoo jigs. And, again, a little short piece of wire there. It's going to keep you from losing a lot of that fish. So last year the official count above the board, the unofficial count, was at least 60. And I bet this year we beat that, especially because the guys are ready for them this year. You know, it was a huge amount of bite-offs last year. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with those. And then in terms of other exotic news, we got some sailfish for whatever that's worth pushing up. There were some fish caught within a couple hundred miles of the border, nothing above the border yet, but I got a feeling that's coming soon. And more of those huge blue marlin are definitely around, scattered all the way from the border to the marlin grounds where they're just walloping them stripers up there right now. But up there in that Anacapa, Santa Cruz zone, I mean, there's blue scattered the whole way. And, man, there's been some really nice ones caught and released already, as well as lost already. And the craziest thing of all, that with all of this good fishing around and all the wonderful opportunity we've got coming up in the fall for more big fish fishing, I think guys are getting really fired up about that lobster stuff that you guys have been talking about for the show here. I mean, it's just crazy. Lobster season starts in a couple weeks, and for me to go hooping that first afternoon and evening and then spend the next day going offshore and looking for tuna, marlin, whatever else we got swimming around here.
So rad.
What a fantastic combination.
I tell you, Mark, you mentioned the blue marlin. I sure wish the fleet of guys that fish marlin around, you know, the areas around Catalina, call it, you know, that where the true marlin fleet still seems to exist, I sure wish that fleet was down below the border, San Diego ways, grinding up that area where there is so much edible yellowfin tuna that I guarantee you that big blue marlin is just on, you know, in that tuna zone. And I would love to see what the true fleet would come up with between striped marlins and the opportunity that blue marlins. The water is hot. There is so much of that small tuna down there. You know that those blues have got to be in there.
Yeah, they're scattered there, especially, like you say, because you got the perfect conditions for them. They love that hot water. They're a very tropical fish, and they love all them little skipjacks and yellowfin tunas. I mean, that's like me and an M&M to those guys. And, I mean, they're definitely around, but just like these Wahoo, you know, you got to angle for them.
Sure.
Because the guys hook them on gear that's totally inappropriate for a 300 to 500 or 600-pound fish. You know, they don't even know what hit them most of the time.
A 400-pound marlin to a 125-pound striped marlin, a blue to the stripe, is just two such worldly different animals, you just about can't do it. You know, you always hear about the anomaly. It's like the 300-pound tuna that's caught on 40-pound, and sure, it can and occasionally does happen, but if you're going to do it, you got to be fishing for them.
Yeah, I was talking to Steve Lasley, who is without a doubt one of our premier fishermen for all types of fish, about such things both this year and last year, and he said exactly what you're saying. You know, if you put the boys out there with the good gear, they'd be getting them. You know, there's no shortage of those things around, and it's just God Almighty, the setup this year. Having watched, you know, several of these bigger El Nino events, I mean, this, to me, I think is truly going to be our biggest, irrespective of what the scientists say, just from looking at all the natural stuff we're seeing. And I don't think we've even seen the beginning of the big fish fishing yet.
Exciting times, man. Mark, appreciate it. Great report. GreatFishDope.com time, you know, with the fall and the great fishing that goes on. But as you said, you know, the lesser people around, with there being lesser reports, this is the most important time to stay up on it because there are less people on it. And the beauty of Fish Dope is it basically, you know, puts all of the local fishing in a concise, easy-to-read spot, lets you know what's going on. And if you want to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership, a new membership, you just type in the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no spaces, going to save you $20. And, Mark, I know you tight with Danny, putting that great information up there. And, man, Mark, just an awesome report. We sure appreciate it, as always. If somebody wants to find out more what's going on at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach in the corner of both of Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's getting interesting out there, guys.
Mark,
get that heavy gear and them wire leaders ready.
I know it's a busy time, but I got that awesome email from Kevin Kelly saying that our new Parker is getting very close to being on its way. So I got to come up and talk to you about bait tanks because there wouldn't be.
Oh yeah, we need to be talking, buddy.
There won't be another tank that'll be on that boat. I can tell you that much. Mark, appreciate a great report as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
You got it, Ricky. We'll see you guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Let's head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to your buddy Marcos. Marcos, I don't know how you can keep talking about it, but I know there was another great week.
Yeah, you know, I guess. Yellowtail on the half day, yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack, yellowtail on the three-quarter days. Overnight trip, same, yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack, yellowtail. And like I said, it's getting kind of boring. I wish I would, you know, do a little bit better out there.
It's just
all around good fishing, even seeing, yeah, we saw a wahoo this week, saw a spearfish on there. So, I mean, it's kind of what you'd expect in September in a year that's been so good so far. And with all the rumors of El Nino coming through here, I'm sure we're going to see more of this. And you just have your pick here. If you want to go half day, you've got a shot, those yellowtail, the bonita, calico bass, all that. You want to go a little bit longer, but not on those overnights. Three-quarter days aren't exactly her. And the San Diego had Mexican limits of yellowfin, couple Dorado yesterday. New Seaforth, 84 yellowfin, 21 Dorado, 10 skipjack on their three-quarter day. Those overnights very similar. They got yellowfin and yellowtail, Dorado, skipjack, all over the place. You know, it's what we're seeing here. It's been some great weather. And, you know, if you're like me, live a bit inland there, and the weather's 100 degrees, just being at the beach, being out on the boat and catching some fish. You know, if you don't catch fish, just get on the boat. It's a great time right now. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can go on pretty much any of those trips there, and you're going to catch something. Half day, three-quarter day, one day. Starting to see some longer trips in the counts or in the schedule there. Some of those guys are running 2.5, 3, or longer trips later in the month and next month here. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to get you guys out there fishing.
Awesome, awesome fishing that's going on right now, Marcos. Certainly appreciate a great report, as always. We keep talking about it. Reservations still drastically important with the good fishing that's going on right now. Great report, as always. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot. And speaking of Seaforth, we got the man, Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute, is on the line right now. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. Good morning, Brandon.
Morning.
How's it going?
Boy,
Starting off our morning here, it's a one-day charter. So far, about a dozen really nice gray Dorado. A couple of tuna to go with it this morning. But, you know, it's funny, you listen to all the different reports, and there's been short-bill spearfish caught, wahoo caught, you know, a couple of big eye. And it's just funny, our last jig strike, we ended up getting about a 25-pound Dorado on a marauder. dragging marauders on an overnight boat, you got to do it right now.
Crazy. It's like we said at the beginning of the show, you could, any sport boat that you stepped on right now, you have a shot at catching, like you say, a wahoo, a short-billed spearfish, a full Cabo-sized Dorado. It's just, it's, you know, the shots are there every time. Doesn't mean it's wide open, and doesn't mean you're going to see one every trip, but absolutely the chance of catching a local wahoo are here right now.
Yeah, no, there's really been some good fishing, good yellowfin fishing, good Dorado fishing, and I'm sure this is going to continue. Probably for a couple of months. I mean, we're looking at, this is the coolest water we've been in this morning at 73.8, and to say that's cool is pretty funny.
Chilly.
But it's, you know, with this this fall season coming up, great opportunity to get on a boat, fish with a lighter load, and, you know, you never know. You want to bring a little bit of casting jigs, maybe a little bit of wire. It's hard to say what's going to happen, but I think we are far, far from being over here. I think some of our neatest fishing is still yet to come.
Totally agree with you. You and Jake have been doing a great job on the Tribute. Lots of great fishing going on this year, and I know that it has not been easy to get a ride on the Tribute because of that, because you guys have been doing so well, but the fall brings those opportunities, and certainly an opportunity to get to come fishing with you right now, huh, Mike?
Yeah, we're full for tonight's trip. I think tomorrow night we're sold out, but there is spots coming up here throughout the week. Usually, 4 or 5 days in advance, we start filling up. As we get into October, I'm sure it's going to thin out a little bit. Like I said, good opportunity to get out here and maybe fish the lighter load. If you'd like to come out and fish with us, give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383, just like Marcos had said. And, I mean, flat, greasy, calm weather right now. A little bit sticky. I mean, it's a little humid. But what a great morning to be on the water.
Awesome. Great report, Mike. We appreciate that. Thanks for keeping us up to date. What's going on in the water? Sounds like good times on the Tribute, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Keep getting them.
Hopefully we have some more to tell you tomorrow morning.
All right. You call us. Tell us about those wahoos. All right, appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch board today. Again, sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system that features a unique weldless construction. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest selection of Unistrut at Job Site Supply or check out jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. When we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of your phone calls. You stay tuned. And you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
Hey, it's time for our 60-second Power Pro seminar. On your next trip, be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. And Brandon, I know that you are a big Power Pro Spectra guy, and you talk about advantages. One of the main fisheries that you fish, at least in the wintertime, being the kelp. Talk about the kelp cutter rig and what an advantage having that straight Power Pro gives you.
It's just changed the way that we fish a lot, even for those midsummer yellows, you know, the fish that were unattainable before, even on 50 or 60-pound mono. With 65 or 80-pound braid, you can just slice them right through the kelp.
A fish that you normally would not be able to catch is now pretty common game, and it's because of a change of fishing line.
You'll feel it cut through the kelp, and the line will go slack, and the bend will go out of the rod, and guys are like, oh, I lost it. Like, no, just keep winding. You just cut through that stuff.
It's coming home. Yep. Awesome. It's our Power Pro advantage for your next fishing trip. Be sure to get that advantage. If you want more information, just go to your local tackle store. For more info, check out powerpro.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, let's go live on the water right now to a guy that I know has been really getting them, and that's Captain Jeff DuBois aboard the Independence right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. How you doing?
Now we're doing a great job hanging out. We got Brandon Hayward in the studio. We're talking all kinds of fishing. Pete's out of town, and boy, I know that there's been some phenomenal fishing that you guys have been having.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Morning.
Yeah, we just got in from a 7-day trip there, and just throwing it out there, there was a day there, it was last Monday to be exact, we, four of us down there at Bonitas Island, semi-local.
Local-ish.
Wahoo bite. The conditions down there were such 80-degree water, and I mean, it was as clean as I've ever seen water anywhere. It was clean, 80 degrees. The sight of wahoo was incredible. It was, it would rival anywhere where you've caught them.
Wow.
You know, down on the ridge, the bank, the island. Anyhow, it was, epic to say the least. There were four of us there, and I believe, doing some quick math, I think there was about 225 wahoo caught there.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to say the majority of them are 45 pounds to 60 pounds.
Jeez.
We ended that day there. We had up in the high 80s. We had 86 of them.
That was for the day, not for the trip, but just that day.
No, for the day there, right.
Oh, my gosh.
And our jackpot was 71 pounds. The next one was 68 and on down. Aside from that, there was phenomenal tuna sign. I'd call them 25 to 35 pounders, a few bigger, a few smaller, but a solid 30, 35 pound average. And it was like aquarium style fishing. It was a day that, I mean, truly every guy that was there will remember until he hangs his boots up. It was really something, full speed on everything there.
What an exciting trip, Jeff. Gosh, that's incredible. And so amazing to see that kind of fishing so close to home, you know, on a trip that you hope to catch some tuna and some nice yellowtail, to be having big tuna like that and amazing wahoo fishing, within a couple days from home. It's incredible and certainly has great sign for our season going forward.
Yeah, I think it's only going to get better here. You know, the upward push of hot water, not only on kelps, but I think in some of the shallows, you know, obviously on the rock pile the other day, they were getting a few. And I think here in the next couple of months, you're going to see a bunch. You're going to see more.
That's exciting, man. It's very, very exciting, Jeff. If somebody was going on a trip, I mean, obviously this is slightly different style of fishing than we're used to on a shorter range trip. If somebody was going on a 5-day, a 7-day, and an 8-day with you, how does a guy need to gear up to make sure he's ready for the type of fishing that you guys are doing on the Indy?
You know what? The Ketchy 33, that's a favorite wahoo jig of mine. Raider jig, those Captain Jimmy wahoo bombs, you know. If you don't know how to wire them up, or a lot of guys are using like 130-pound fluoro, you know, bring it into your guy's shop. You guys are expert riggers. You know, swing by there before you get on the boat. They'll, you know, wire them up or use some of that fluoro. And a nice high-speed reel, you know, 5.5, 6 to 1, 40 or 50-pound line. You never know what you're going to run into nowadays. So definitely be prepared, especially on those kelps out there now. Sink them down real deep on a kelp. Sink them down a couple hundred feet and the guy that winds the fastest gets the most.
That's awesome, Jeff. Exciting fishing going on. Congratulations on an amazing trip so close to home. It's really, really cool. What's next for the Indy? When are we going? And we got any chance we might be able to get in on this action? I know that you run a very, very popular rig, and there's not often a lot of spots, but any chance we might be able to jump on board and get in on some of this action on board the Indy?
Yeah, we got a bunch of 8s and 7s coming up here. I'll tell you what. Nowadays, there's always a cancellation for any given reason. And a guy with a flexible schedule, he can get a hold of Judy at 619-226-6006. And if you can come at a drop of a hat, you know, check in with Judy. Like I say, nowadays, there's cancellations every trip.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, Jeff. Hey, congratulations again. Great fishing going on, and glad to hear you guys are taking such high advantage of it. Appreciate it. Great report. Wish you continued success on the next one.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the check. How exciting to roll out on a 5-day trip and go to an area where you hope to maybe see some good yellowtail fishing and have 90 fish day on wahoo.
Mind-blowing.
It's so cool. Very cool. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Rudy in Carlsbad, very patient caller. Rudy, thanks for hanging in there with us. Yo, Rudy. Looks like we might have lost Rudy there, so let's just keep rolling. How about Fred calling us from Woodland Hills? Hi, Fred.
Hey, how are you? This is like deja vu, because all of a sudden you're talking about the Independence, and I had the privilege of fishing with Brandon Hayward on a 12-dayer back in 2012, and there's Jeff Dubay on your show. It was just, it's just great.
Good times, Fred.
I got to tell you, Brandon, who, if you don't know who Brandon is, and you have the opportunity to meet him, you hear his calm demeanor and all the information he gives you right now. Well, I spent 12 days with him on the Indy, and I got to tell you, his demeanor is so beautiful, and he's so giving as far as knowledge. And I've only been fishing since the 60s in the ocean, and I learned so much from him. And you think you know it all? Boy, I got to tell you, he knows his stuff. And when we were at the docks picking up our fish and we're pulling those things with our meat hooks, I think his number was 29. And it just seemed like every wagon that came in with the fish, there's another 29. I think I pulled about 15 or 20 of them over to his spot.
Definitely, and it was not more than 15.
The farthest end of the dock there. Boy, he wore me out.
Sounds like good times, Fred.
Yeah, I got to tell you. But I really miss your editorials in One. And the one thing I really enjoyed was the fact that when he would talk about certain trips, he would tell what people caught their fish on, you know, the rods, the reels, the line. It was so informative. So when I went on my 12-dayer, I was really ready. And it was just so great to read. And if you haven't read any of his books, my goodness, there's so much knowledge there, I can't even tell you. Brandon, I just thank you for everything. It's just been wonderful. I was that guy with the curly mustache.
Oh, you don't have to reintroduce yourself. No, of course. Of course, no. Well, I appreciate all that. Those are big words, and they're not lost on me, so thank you.
Believe me, if you want to learn fishing, get
that's
a hold
guy.
Of Ben and stuff.
Fred, I'm glad you had such a great trip. Thanks for all the kind words.
You bet, and thank you very much. You got a great show.
All right, I appreciate that very much. How about next up, we talk to Steven. He's calling us from Leucadia this morning. Hi, Steven. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. With lobster season coming up, my friends and I have been discussing how the new tuna fillet possession rules might affect using tuna parts and carcasses for bait. Does DFG, or do you guys know whether or not they're going to be concerned about that? Pretty common to get boarded when you're fishing lobster, and we're just wondering whether or not we should take the chance of using tuna parts for bait.
I mean, any of those legal questions, it's like sometimes it's kind of sticky. Don't hold me to this, but I wouldn't worry about any of that because look at some of the best commercial lobster guys out there, like Randy and Brian and a lot of the sport boat guys. They all have lobster businesses too, and what do they use for bait? That trim that comes off of from processors, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's okay.
Yeah, I feel the same sentiments as Brandy. You feel so cautious about saying anything because I know everybody take it, and it's just our opinion at this point, too, not being a warden. But, you know, I mean, if anything, I think it's going to help your amount of bait, you know, having to have more parts and pieces. I mean, obviously the pieces that they have you bring home are good edible parts of the fish, you know, being the collars and things like that. But I'm sure with, you know, the fillet regulations being a little bit difficult, there's more guys that are bringing home whole fish and are going to have more parts and pieces for lobster fishing. And I just don't see there being an issue with it. I mean, basically what you would be using are not the parts that you need to be worried about. So I think you're going to be in good shape this year, Steve. And if anything, hopefully you're going to have a lot of extra tuna pieces to be using for the lobster fishing this year.
It does seem to be building up.
There's plenty of skipjack around everywhere, too, or bonitas, I should say, local. So I don't think catching bait's going to be hard.
You have while on that subject, Steven, obviously being a lobster fisherman and talking about tuna bait, do you have a favorite bait to put down in your hoops? Does it seem like it matters if it's fresh or if it's frozen? And is there one that seems to catch better? Or are you just hooping the motherland where you got to put some meat on the bottom and it's all good?
Well, actually, the best that I've ever used was frozen tuna heads, or excuse me, salmon heads.
There you go.
That seemed to be candy for those buggers.
Yeah, I like that's good too. I like that because there's like some hardness to it, and they can't just pick it all out, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
There you go. Good. Steve, appreciate the phone call very much. Brett in San Marcos, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Brandon. I had to jump in there and brag on Brandon. You know, we went out about a month ago with my son Brad and his buddy, and we were offshore, quote-unquote, 20, 25 miles west of the power plant. And because Brandon's network of people that are real-time, we sat on something that only two boats out there, wide-open yellowfin, and had 11 yellowfin in the boat by 10:30 or 11, and then headed inbound and sat up on some kelp and yanked a 32-pound yellowtail out of there. And so anyway, I just had to brag. The other thing I have to mention about the lobster is that one of the coolest features that we did last year with Brandon, we went three times, got limits all time, is you take a few of the lobster with you over to the lobster shack in Avalon, and for $12 they do a complete stuffed lobster, complete course dinner, which was just over the top. So Brandon, so thanks again, and you know we're already set up for October and December. So
that's cool.
Can't wait. That Catalina, not to go on and on about it, but it's fishing is like experience, you know what I mean? And to be able, Catalina is just a beautiful place, and it's a real special spot in Southern California. And you'd be surprised, you still meet a lot of San Diegans who have never been to Catalina.
Totally.
Because it's semi off the grid and outside mm-hmm. the program. And when everything you need's in your backyard, why go somewhere else sometimes? So it's just all part of that experience. Yeah, and that lobster trap, they'll cook them for you. They close at 10.
I was just going to say, that can't be an easy thing because I'm sure they're not open 24 hours.
They're open till 10.
So you've got to get done and boat clean and on mooring and back. And
yep.
You've made that happen before?
Obviously,
I mean.
Yeah, that's one of those spots where kind of the locals eat and drink there.
Sure.
So if you come racing around Long Point and you still have cell service, you can call them. And like right after they say hello, lobster trap, you can hear in the background if it's like, sounds like party there. Then you're good.
You know,
like
fine.
45 minutes, like it's definitely not last call. So they stay open pretty late, but no, there's been many trips where you got limits before that and slid in there and do that. It's the best.
That's cool.
Especially around the holidays when it's that crisp fall, late fall air, all the Christmas stuff is out. Like I love that. I'm looking forward to it.
Brett, you ready to go again?
Yes, sir.
Hey man, appreciate the phone call very much. Sounds like you guys had some fun fishing with Brandon this year.
We did.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up, we talk to John. He's calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show. And just to pile on, kudos for Brandon. Listened to him several times at some of these seminars that he does at the shows. And it's just very, very informative and really like the Bite Journal also.
Well, thank you.
My question is, when you're setting up on like a local reef, you know, Isers or one of the reefs that are around, do you have like a standard process or technique that you use to set up on one of those to fish, like sea bass or something?
Well, if it's a spot that I fish quite often, like kind of the dozen to 15 spots or that like really hard in the Rolodex, I just go there so much that I'm just going to kind of like, I don't want to say just do it, but I'm just going to kind of take note of stuff and just take note of it without really totally noticing, like the current. And the current's going to dictate how you're going to anchor and how you want to sit and all that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
If I find myself fishing a place that I've never fished before, like somewhere in northern Baja, or if I had to go to – if you said, hey, go to Isers and catch a sand bass, I'd be like, because I don't fish there. I don't know anything about that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I'm going to think about, like, what I'm fishing for, where I want the lines to go, and how I have to kind of set the boat up so that the lines are feeding into that structure. So fishing fly line yellows on Isers or an artificial reef or some sort of rock pile is a lot different than fishing nighttime winter bass or something.
Sure.
Because you want to fly line and kind of like feed your lines into that type of structure. Whereas bottom stuff, bass fishing, sculpin, you want to be sitting on the stone and like dropping into it. So those are the types of things that I've thought about. I wrote a local fishing book of like, I don't know, 4 years ago or something like that. And it talks about a lot of that anchoring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of good guides out there that'll go with you on your boat. That's not really a service that I do. That's not my sauce, but, I think that just the money that you'd spend to take like a Dave Hansen or someone out that can like really help you set up your boat, that would help you out massively.
It's one of those things that, you know, I agree. I love stuff like that. I mean, one trip that, you know, you're going to throw a couple extra bucks at is going to shorten your learning curve by an infinite amount. You know, you're going to, if you're a guy that's savvy and obviously, you know, in your case, John, you're aware that there's better ways to set up than not. You know, one person showing you this is exactly how you do it, you're going to retain that knowledge from there on out.
Yep. Before I did the guide thing, I used to play a lot of poker. Like that was kind of my side gig, right? And when I had like holes in my poker game where I was like in these sticky spots and like I could admit like I need help in this area. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like am I overplaying a hand? Am I value owning myself? What I need help in this, like this is hurting me. I just hired a poker coach. I found, like, the best guy out there, and I paid him $200 an hour, and I sat down with him for 6 hours, and it was like a lot of money, but when you add it up over the course of, like, a year and a lifetime, like, huge gains.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way with about fishing, for sure. Spend the money, go with someone who knows what they're doing, especially with anchor structure fishing, because guess what? It's not always going to be El Nino fishing where you just go offshore, look at this floating chunk of kelp, throw lines out, it's an aquarium, and you catch them. That's really fun, but it's not always going to be like that. Our bread and butter is structure fishing, anchoring up on kelp lines and such. So you want that to be your strongest game. And if you can do that, you can do anything and excel. Who are the best kind of San Diego sport boat guys? The dudes who came up fishing islands.
Sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yep.
Good with electronics, good with setting up on fish.
Yep.
Good with dealing with all kinds of different scenarios, whether they be boat traffic or fish traffic or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, John, very much.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, appreciate the call very much. All right, hey, let's talk to Larry, calling us from Costa Mesa. Larry, good morning. You're on with Captain Brandon Hayward.
Hi, good morning, guys. I have a question about, I have some of the old crocodiles, the biggest ones, before they stopped making them, and they have troubles on them. And I'm going down south to fish for some sea bass, not a lot of tuna down there, but should I rig those with single hooks, and how should I put the macro on it? And when I have it in the rod holder, how much drag should I have on it?
I know nothing about the sea bass technique that you're speaking of. Well, it's kind of apples and oranges. Like, I'm going to say, you know, a single hook's good, but a treble's going to work okay as well. So I think you can kind of roll with whatever you have. When you pin the mackerel on, you just pin it through the nose. You know what I mean? It's when it comes to, you're fishing like a sinker with a bait on it. So it's just really, really, really simple. And you can just fish that in the rod holder in gear.
I'll say this, Larry, there's something to be said about fishing on whatever boat you're on with what the crew likes, you know, and I mean, we common that most with long range boats, but the same thing certainly applies down there, and you can get very techie and, you know, change your hooks and change your gear, but I can assure you the guy that's running a Ponga at a Camaloo that's fishing sea bass down there, he doesn't have access to killer brazed rings and hooks. He's fishing that thing the way that he can get his hands on it. And there's something to be said about fishing the way that the guy that's driving your boat likes to, and I'm sure that they're not altering their tackle in major ways down there. It's Mexico, and they're going to fish what they can get their hands on, and what they get their hands on is exactly your lure that came out of the package.
If you have these big giant 10 or 12 ounce things, that might be a little bit too big, because you're going to put your bait on there, you're going to drop it down, and it's going to kind of like drown the bait because it can't swim around with it or do anything. So from what you're saying, I think you need to think more about like having too big of crocodiles versus worrying about the hooks and such.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah.
Ask them. I don't know. Yeah. There's a radical little tackle shop down there ran by a guy named Mimo. And they have Baja-style crocodiles that they make.
Right.
So I would go in there. You'll be doing yourself a favor by going in there and checking it out.
There you go. Larry, appreciate the phone call very much. Good luck on your trip. I hope you score that big sea bass. Rich in Mission Viejo, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a question about the treble hook for catching a tuna. I heard it isn't cohesive or it doesn't work as good as using a single hook on a lure or a jig, and on a popper. All my poppers have treble hooks, so I was seeing, should I change them out to a single hook if I'm trying to use it to catch a tuna?
I use those little poppers just straight out of the package with the trebles, and I'm good with it. Single hook versus treble, a classic debate. I think for anything in local waters, you can get by with a treble, and if it's got a single, all right, great. I don't start worrying about singles until you're using, like, PL-68 and fishing big fish.
And I think that the grade of tuna that we're fishing right now, it matters even less. And I hate to be this way, but the quantity of fish that you're typically getting when you're fishing a popper usually tends to it being less of a problem as well, too. You know, yep. The way the fishing is going right now, I don't think I would change. I mean, they definitely stick to that treble good. The fish aren't so large you're worried about tearing hooks out of it. And you know what? The worst case scenario, Rich, if the thing falls off, you're probably going to get a bite on the very next cast.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate the phone call very much. You know, the one thing I will say, though, is you know, not all poppers are created equal, and a lot of those cool-looking freshwater poppers will work perfectly fine for the fishing we're doing right now, but the hooks and split rings aren't necessarily the right thing. So I don't think it's a matter of the treble hook being a problem, but you do want to make sure that your hook is for it. You know, we see that a lot in some of the, you know, lesser dart-style jigs. You know, one of the reasons a Colt Sniper, I think, works so well from Shimano is that it's got really good hooks and really good split rings. A lot of those dart-style jigs made by other manufacturers are made for catching rockfish and salmon, and they're perfect for that, but when you try and hang a 50-pound bluefin on it, the hooks let loose and the split rings let loose. So with your popper, I would say the same thing. Just make sure you're using quality parts on it. If they got inferior hooks and split rings, just run by your local tackle store and get the right ones and put it on there. So, but anyways, thanks a lot for your call, but very much. How about next up, we got Rudy again. Rudy, you still hanging in there with us?
Yeah.
There you are. Hey, good morning, Rudy.
Rudy's
good
back.
Good morning. Hi, Brandon. How are the kids doing?
Noah fell the other day and had to get 5 stitches, so that was a first for us.
First hospital run.
First ER run.
Okay.
But I'm sure there'll be others.
Yeah?
Hopefully not too serious. But overall, everyone's great. Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Wahoo.
Let's talk about it.
I want to catch a Wahoo.
First, you got to go, Rudy.
You know, I'll do anything. I'll crew, whatever it takes.
All right, all right. I got a chair for you.
Okay. And one other thing. You can put me down for one of your lobster goes, and I need that phone number that you gave out, 949.
Oh, yeah, it's 949-212-0719.
And if you don't have a pen, too, we'll make sure to read it again at the end of the show.
Cool.
And I'm sure on your website, too, if a guy wanted to go reference, you know, you got all your contact info.
Yep.
Which, again, is
Facebook page. It's onemancharters.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been laid up, so I reread your Getting Bit. And, you know, when you read something over again, you get more out of it. And just listening to you, you're my favorite. You're my hero. You've made me a better fisherman.
I feel the same way about you, buddy. I hope to come to the club again.
Rudy, appreciate the phone call very much. I hope you get out there and get that Wahoo. Appreciate it very much for the call. Roger in Fullerton, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Roger.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Roger.
And if you learn, take one thing from this show, you don't ever want to play poker with Brandon.
I don't know. My long-range game and my poker game is probably pretty rusty. I think
you could be taken advantage of.
I think the Bite is a great journal. I think it's a great gift to give somebody. To get that in the mail is quite a
great,
quite an honor. It's a great magazine.
Yeah, a great Christmas or Father's Day play for sure.
Yes.
Easy.
The gift that keeps on coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great show.
Thanks, Roger, for sure. Is there something in the Bite that, you know, and I don't want you to give anything away, but is there something that you're really looking forward to, or can you give us a hint at something, you know, without giving too much away, because it's exciting, and I know we'll all be looking forward to it, but what's
you never
something
want to get, you never want to get swooped.
Yeah.
Not that I'm that worried about it.
I don't mean it like that. No, we're excited.
There's one really, I'm going to be very vague, but there's a really, really, really surprising destination and fishery that's kind of been under our noses the whole time that nobody's been to, which is definitely within 1 day range of here. And the fact that it's never been done before is just fairly surprising to me. So we.
Okay, cool.
I got that one. Yeah. And there's a few other things, but that's definitely the one people are going to look at it and be like, what, for sure. We like to do these artist profiles. I don't have like a mold that like we have to have this every single
issue. That's what I love about it.
But I love kind of exploring like fishy art type guys, and the more edge they have to them, the better. Next issue is just Blackout. It's so good.
Cool.
It's so good. Rich Holland did a really in-depth profile on Stoss and fish with them at Clarion.
Yeah.
That was something that I always wanted to read because everyone says he's the best long-range guy.
Man.
He doesn't say it himself, but, you know, he gets the credit he deserves. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really interesting.
Oh, exciting.
And I like having Rich in the magazine because that's who I grew up reading.
Sure.
And
he's the man.
He's a great writer. You know what I mean? He throws down, it gets the job done. So there's a lot. The edit well on this next issue is huge, and this is going to be... If you looked at the next 20 Bites, I think this is going to be like the crown jewel for sure.
That's awesome, man.
Interesting enough that it comes out in November, so it's not during showtime, so I kind of took a different play with the cover because we're not really a newsstandy type publication. My goal is if someone gets it on the newsstand or the tackle shop, they become a subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really making a lot of money or much off of people buying it like that. We're a reader-supported publication, so the real revenue comes from people subscribing. They pay a little bit higher cover price, but they get quality and value.
Yeah.
So this next issue is just off. It's different from what we've done and the same at the same time. It's just a really good blend.
I'm pumped.
It's really good. You're going
to
like it.
You can hear the excitement in your voice, and I think that transfers out to all of us. We're excited to see it.
Man. Yeah, it was a ton of work. Not that I'm scared of that, but in the middle of it, I was just, because it was middle of fishing season too, I was just like,
here we go.
Whoa, this is a lot, you know? But now that I've seen the proofs and the finished product, it's we definitely elevated our game with the next issue.
And when can we expect to start seeing that around?
That'll be in November.
Okay.
So it'll get mailed out, and a guy will definitely have it before Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
And we're on this November and March print schedule, so that's when the new issues come out. My goal is in 2 years to grow to 3 times a year and then take that to quarterly, kind of my 5-year plan. But for the next couple of years, I'm sticking with 2 a year. It's
exciting.
A good soft spot. It doesn't force a lot of time. It gives me time to, like, really massage it out and give it what
it
needs. You know what I mean?
So worry less about deadline and more about quality.
Right, exactly.
That's exciting.
So, yeah.
Well, we're excited to see it. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a lifetime subscription to that. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, October 3rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Corral and Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, October 3rd, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check California Sport Fishing .org for more information.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the winner of the lifetime subscription to the Bite Journal. Very cool. Thanks again to Brandon for that. It's going to Derek in San Clemente. Derek was on hold till the very end of the show. We always say if you hold on, you're eligible for the prize, and that was the case in Derek. We really appreciate you hanging so long. Brandon, I know there's a lot of guys that wanted to talk to you, and we just ran out of time. And, man, can't thank you enough for hanging out with us on a Saturday. I know it's not an easy one to pull off, but I really dug it, man. Great time, and Love so much the things that you're doing there.
Thank you.
Just that last little bit got me so pumped on the next Byte Journal coming out. So,
yeah, I can't wait till the boxes come and smell that ink.
I'm sure. Yeah. So this one's going to be a little bit unique because it's been so easy to pick up the latest copy at the Fred Hall Show. So now right. This one coming out, how does somebody find out about it? How does somebody get a subscription going if they want it sent to them? Where would you find a copy, you know, newsstand type thing? How do we?
Can always go to, I have a distributor. It goes to all the tackle shops, or most of the tackle shops. So you can grab one there, but the best thing to do is to subscribe.
Yeah.
And that's thebitejournal.com. Real simple website, easy to subscribe.
B-I-G-H-T.
Yep, and that'll get you 4 issues, and that's kind of the way to go on
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I'm always at the Fred Hall Show if you want to sign up. We can get you back issues. The cool thing will be to, have the whole collection.
I agree,
the
man.
Yeah.
No, I've got mine saved up. It's just going to be one of those things. It's just like the Surfer's Journal. You know, it's
exactly.
Going to be something you keep for a long time.
Well,
and again,
someday.
If somebody wants to go fishing with you, lobster trips come. We talked a lot about it. Lobster trips still opportunity. How do we go fishing? How do we go hooping? How do we do all the things we get to go have fun with Brandon?
I'm in a good spot in that most of my October's already taken for both fishing and lobster. I think I have 3 dates open, and same in November. I have 3 dates, and I have 1 open party fishing trip I'm doing in November. So if you want to do it, I'd say get on it now. I mean, I'm going to go full either way, but I'd love to get you out there, get guys out there. So go online, onemancharters.com, or give me a call. But I have a little email form. You could just put your name, your email, if you have a question or you want dates. My schedule's on there. So
that's awesome.
I'd say that 90%+ of trips these days start with a volley of emails. You know, you do two or three emails back and forth before you start doing deposits because people have questions. So that's a good way to kick it off for sure.
That's awesome. And that's all at onemancharters.com.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great job, man. Appreciate
Thank
it very
you.
Much.
Thanks
that was
me.
A lot of fun. Yeah, we enjoyed having you. We enjoyed having you this morning. We got another great show coming for you tomorrow. It's Frank and Kathy Lopresti. Going to be a great time talking all kinds of great fishing here. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. That's tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090. Well, it's